Afternoon, everyone, depending on the region that you are connecting. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you very much for having our task force invited to this important conversation. Let me start by saying that as we've seen, and as the previous speakers have mentioned, and as we know on a personal level, digitalization has shaped many economic sectors over the past two, three decades. But when it comes to the energy sector, as you mentioned, it's the core of the transition towards a safer and cleaner, let's say, environment. And we do have people, experts, different stakeholders have different views on how to reduce the carbon emissions of the power sector. We have different, let's say, recipes that work for different geographies. People are having their own, let's say, idea on what the path should be. But I think one common denominator, if you want, something that everyone agrees upon is the need to digitalize the power sector. And I believe having this topic that is not at all controversial, no matter where or who you ask in the energy sector, I think that is a great opportunity on which we can actually build on. At the same time, the energy sector, by definition, because customers and end users are there by need, not by choice, like in other markets, you know, the energy sector has a higher inertia. And for this reason, as you mentioned, the deployment, the distribution of these digital tools has been quite uneven. And I'm saying that from a geographical perspective, obviously, more advanced economies have adopted more technological solutions, and they have already started implementing different projects and different ideas that already show benefits. Whereas other arguably emerging, let's say, economies are still trying to bridge that gap and to you know, understand where to start from. That's from the geographical, let's say, perspective. But we can see an uneven distribution also when it comes to different actors in the power system chain. So we've seen most probably more digital solutions in transmission and in distribution. Basic ones, if I were to actually have an average or a conclusion on how what kind of technologies, but we've seen that more on the distribution and transmission system operators, a bit less on generation, also depends on the type of generation, but a bit less on generation, and now emerging more and more on the supply side, so serving the clients. But once again, it's a bit uneven, and it's also we are seeing in some geographies and in some categories of these stakeholders or actors of the energy sector, we are not necessarily seeing critical mass of these technologies, which obviously it's an issue, and a critical mass would show other benefits. But maybe we can expand this a bit later. Just quickly, just want to highlight two things on the benefits. Obviously, we are talking more and more about intermittent generation coming into the grid. So renewables are, solar and wind are by definition intermittent, but the need, the desiderate to increase them in order to get closer to our neutrality goals lead to this intermittence in generation. But digitalization is actually complementing that, and it's actually matching more this increasing intermittent generation with the demand through different platforms and through different tools that can match more the supply curve and the demand curve. But obviously, we are talking about a new ecosystem that digitalization is unlocking. We are talking about different decentralized renewable generation, and I'm talking about household scale, so prosumers that are more and more emerging. And with this, let's say, sub-ecosystem of the prosumers, we are seeing even more technologies that are contributing to that. We are obviously talking about electric vehicles, and also the option of the electric vehicle to become a storage on wheels, so therefore to inject or consume electricity from the grid, which is a great feature to have these days when we need storage facilities. We are talking, and you've mentioned, obviously, energy efficiency measures through sensors and through other aggregation, let's say, tools that are improving the energy efficiency measures and are improving our consumption when it comes to energy and electricity. But at the same time, we are talking digitalization through smart meters, just to give you one example. is also helping us understand or cluster, let's say, end users and consumers and customers. And by doing that, I think it's a great tool to understand and to notice and to monitor actually vulnerabilities in end users, be they households or industries. We can understand based on their patterns how vulnerable they are to different, let's say, market signals or other fundamentals. I will not refer that much on the challenges. Maybe we can expand a bit later. But I just want to address with the first speaker's remarks on that, let's say, data, energy, and climate nexus. If you want the increase of data as a result of digitalization, we can argue on other sectors, of course, what's the net impact. But when it comes to the energy sector, I think we can all agree that we are talking about a net positive impact by definition, because bringing efficiency, integrating renewable sources, and understanding more customers' needs is quite evident that brings net positive results, not negative results. And another reason for that is that data centers, so these powerhouses that store and compute, let's say, new data. First of all, they are now probably or arguably the biggest renewable investment driver in the world. They are sourcing renewable electricity, so their impact is not that high, or their carbon footprint is not that high. And at the same time, and bridging with the title of our conference, the circular economy is more and more embedded in their business, business case, and in the way they run their business, because most of them are utilizing their heat waste and supplying that to third-party operators or to third-party companies that are using that in different, let's say, district heating for district heating purposes. I'll just stop here, but I just want to close as I actually started, that digitalization is a cross-cutting, let's say, topic, which is I think it's both an opportunity. Because it's once again easy to understand the impact, as we've seen how other sectors have been shaped, and we are demanding on a personal level, we are demanding more and more digital solutions. So that's the opportunity when it comes to the energy sector. But being a cross-cutting topic also makes it a bit of a challenge, because sometimes I think all of us or some stakeholders are taking that for granted, and they do believe that digitalization is already there, and not additional efforts are necessarily needed to integrate more or to adopt more, which is unfortunately not the case. More focus and financing and attention and policy will need to be focused on digitalization, and through that, obviously, to unlock other possibilities and benefits that I've